Welcome, everyone. We're glad that you're here today, and I'm glad that Campbell is here. How are you, Campbell?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Doris.
This is going to be a very interesting article, and in fact, one of our interns that's here is from this area. Who is that?
We have Michelle.
Hi.
Michelle, you live not too far from this, I think.
Yeah, I live in the Seattle region, so Tacoma's kind of in my backyard.
Neighboring city, right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, maybe you haven't been to this place yet because it's, you know, been there a few years, but probably you haven't visited yet. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't think I've gone yet.
But when you go back now, are you going to go visit it?
Yes, definitely.
Go and take a picture for us.
Okay.
It would be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
In Tacoma. Wow. And who else do we have with us today?
Hi, it's Edith.
Edith, you're down there in the Los Angeles area, but if you ever go to Seattle, you might want to go and see this.
Yeah.
Don't you think so?
Yeah.
And of course, we hope Sharon will visit either Los Angeles or Seattle someday. Would you like to?
Yeah, I'd love to.
That would be fun, huh? And you would be sure and show her around if she goes there, right?
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Well, Campbell, this place here is so different.
Mm.
I thought it'd be kind of nice to spend a day talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, the pictures look beautiful. I would love to go and visit. I enjoy museums, so it would be interesting to see what they have to offer.
This is a special kind, and this is a center kind of that nurtures or that develops artists and encourages creativity in the art of glass and more.
Right. So even though it's a museum of glass, it's not just solely focused on glass.
Right. So they do have artwork there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a special museum. We're going to find out more about it, what it's like, and when it was built. So are you ready for today's lesson?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we start on page 42. Let's read the part of our article on page 42.
Tacoma, Washington's Museum of Glass, a center that nurtures artists and encourages creativity in the art of glass and more. Tacoma built a $63 million Museum of Glass in 2001, and with a name like that, you'd expect the first show to be glass, right? One of the museum's opening exhibits, though, had nothing at all to do with glass. At a walkthrough of the site, director Josie Callan and architect Arthur Erickson unveiled a glimpse at a bold structure that offers more than a place to display and create glass art. "We don't use the words glass art or glass artist here," she insisted. "We feel that it marginalizes the artists."
So we hear about this museum. Tacoma built this museum. How much did they spend on this museum, Edith?
They spent $63
million. Wow, $63 million? Ooh, that's a lot of money.
Yes, that is a lot of money.
Well, I guess it was mostly glass, is that right? That's what you'd expect?
Well, you'd expect that with a name like Museum of Glass. You'd expect that the first show would be about glass, but it wasn't.
No, that's true. It didn't have anything to do with it. But we're going to find out that in order to get there, you would see some glass in order to get there. We're going to find that out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of a different kind of a museum because they have a variety of things there.
That's right. So we see here that at a walkthrough of the site, the director, Josie Callan, and architect Arthur Erickson unveiled a glimpse at a bold structure that offers more than a place to display and create glass art.
So they do display glass art, that's true. But they have more than that. So we're going to have to find out more. Now, do they talk about this glass art all the time, or what does it say?
It says that they don't use the words glass art or glass artist there, because they feel that it marginalizes the artist.
Well, marginalize, it just means that it makes it not so important, right?
Mm-hmm. It kind of boxes the artist in a little.
Right. So, well, it's only glass. Why should I go to that museum? It's only glass.
Right.
Well, it's more than that. So don't just put it down and make it not too important. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We don't use that word very much, but it's nice to know what it means. It means to make it smaller than it is, right?
Right, or to make them unimportant.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you see some of these photos, we had a lot of good photos to choose from. It was very hard to know which ones to choose, but I like the bright ones that shows the colors of the glass, don't
mm-hmm.
you?
Yeah, it is amazing. I wonder how they did that.
Really, it is amazing, and they have to blow this glass into these shapes and this kind, and there's so many strange things here, so let's find out more about it. Let's find about the design. Let's take the next page and read down through line 8.
Artistic design inside and out. The 75,000 square foot building, designed by Canadian architect Erickson, houses a glass studio, a theater, gift shop, cafe, and 13,000 square feet of gallery space. The museum sits at the bank of the Thea Foss Waterway, just across from the Washington State History Museum. It makes a dramatic profile, with its distinctive 90-foot cone towering over the site. This was the first museum that Erickson built in the United States, but he was well known for the soaring design of his Museum of Anthropology at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada.
All right, so we find out a little bit more about this Museum of Glass. How big is this museum?
This museum is 75,000 square feet.
Well, that's pretty big.
That's really big, yeah.
Well, it was designed by a Canadian architect named Mr. Erickson. And what is inside of it then?
There is a glass studio, a theater, gift shop, cafe, and a huge square feet of gallery space.
Wow, so they do have, of course, a glass studio and show you how to blow glass and things, and they even have a theater.
That's right.
They can show a lot of different things there. And a gift shop, of course, you want to buy some of these things. Mm-hmm. And I like the idea of a cafe, you can meet your friends there, and, you know, walking around like that, you get hungry. Mm-hmm. It's always fun to have a cafe there. But they also have a lot of places, like a gallery space. And what would you put in the gallery space then?
You'd put art, different artwork, types of art.
Drawings, paintings. So it's got a lot of things you could look at, not just glass.
Mm-hmm.
Don't marginalize it. Make it small, right?
Right.
Well, and it tells us where it is. It sits at the bank. It's on the bank of a waterway, so it's right by... Now, Tacoma is also on the water,
mm-hmm.
and the ocean. It goes out to the ocean.
Right.
And so this is kind of like a waterway. There's a bank. This place is called Thea Foss Waterway, probably named after somebody called Thea Foss.
Mm-hmm.
These names. What is that like?
Well, this used to be a port where cargo would arrive by rail and depart by sail. So this was a place where people would do business. But now it's kind of more converted into a heritage and education event center where people can come and discover, explore, work, and play.
And, you know, we find those in a lot of different places. I know in Taiwan and Keelung, they're trying to fix up the ocean part
right.
down there where
mm-hmm.
the ships come in and make it so that people can go down there and
right.
have exhibits and things.
Yeah.
And they do that in Vancouver, B.C. They go right down by the water
mm-hmm.
and sell all kinds of things. And it's kind of a fun place for people to go.
Right.
And it's right across from the Washington State History Museum.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go there, there's plenty to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
You have to visit that. And
yeah. I'll go to both.
Yeah. Take your friends and go for a little trip there and take
yeah.
some pictures and send us. And we'll put them on Facebook. How about that?
Okay.
That sounds like a fun place. There's so much stuff to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's got so many different kinds of things there. It says it makes a dramatic profile because of certain things. A distinctive 90-foot cone. What is that like? There's a picture of it here.
That's right. If you look at page 42, you see a picture of the cone, and it's distinctive, which just means it stands out.
Okay. And this interesting thing about that cone, the way it was built, that's outside of it. There's stairways that kind of go around it, but inside there's a theater inside.
Huh.
And then they show glass blowing demonstrations, how to do it and everything.
Mm.
So it's not just an empty thing.
Yeah, it's not just walking around looking at art. You can see someone actually creating art while you're there.
Well, the man that did this, his name is Erickson, and he was well known for certain designs. He did, like it says, a soaring design. He liked the things that go up and high, and his Museum of Anthropology in the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. So he was asked to do this because he was famous for these different, I would say, unusual things, right? Mm-hmm.
That's right. And so this is his first museum built in the United States, but he is Canadian, so he is well known in Canada, especially for, as we were talking about, the soaring design of his Museum of Anthropology at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada.
So if you go to Vancouver, you can see some of his works too, isn't that true?
Mm-hmm.
But this is quite an interesting design when you see that. But when you look at that kind of thing, you think, well, who ever thought of building something like that?
Mm-hmm.
That's what architects are always trying to think of something different to do, aren't
they? Right, yeah. You don't want your building to look like the next. You want it to stand out.
That's very unusual. And if you look at this whole complex here, it looks kind of complicated because, you know, it's not easy to get across to go to this because it's on this waterway, but there's all these railroad tracks because, remember, the trains used to bring things into the ocean and go on the ships.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of train tracks and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to do that, we're going to have to find out how people can get there. Let's read about the pedestrian bridge that goes across because that's where some of these beautiful pictures are from. Let's read the next paragraph.
A pedestrian bridge, the Chihuly Bridge of Glass, brings visitors across the tangle of railroad tracks and freeway lanes that separate it from downtown. That bridge created a challenge for architect Erickson. The main problem of the building was that we were landing on the roof, the 77-year-old architect explained. Most visitors arrive at the top of the museum via the bridge. To accommodate them, he designed a graceful series of ramps that descend the side of the building. At each landing, a reflecting pool echoes the waterway below. Callan is thrilled with the sculptural exterior of the building. This building is a work of art, Callan maintains, but what's more important is what happens inside.
All right, so this is a unique building that stands out, and it's also unique in how people get into the building, right? So how do people get into the building?
There's actually a pedestrian bridge, so it brings visitors across the tangle of railroad tracks and freeway lanes that separate it from downtown.
Right, because, you know, if you want to drive there, you have to drive around some way and get to cross the freeways and railroad tracks and stuff. So evidently there must be a place where you can park your car and then go across on this bridge.
Yeah, we see
a pedestrian
picture
of that. You have to walk there.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. Pedestrian means people walking. So rather than a car bridge where people drive over, we have a pedestrian bridge.
Well, they call it the Chihuly Bridge of Glass. What a funny name.
Yeah.
Why do they have that name?
They have this name.
Is that somebody's name or something?
Yeah, it's named after a studio glass pioneer, Dale Chihuly.
Right.
And he was one of the ones that designed this pedestrian bridge.
So that's somebody's name. You know, I think I like Chinese names better because they have a list of names and you know what they are. But for foreign names, they have so many strange words, you don't even know if it's a name or not. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
We should have a list like that of names, but we don't. But anyway, this is named after this person. What's his name again?
Dale Chihuly.
Dale Chihuly.
Yeah, and he is from Tacoma, and but he is an internationally renowned glass glass artist, I guess.
So he wanted to build this for his hometown, right?
That's right. So he partnered with some other people. He partnered with an architect named Arthur Anderson in order to create this bridge.
So this is what you see in this picture at the top here. It's the roof, then, of the bridge. There's this area you walk across, and when the sun shines down, all these beautiful colors come up that we can see here. And so as you walk across this bridge, the roof is the ceiling of glass. Now, that's very unusual. Wouldn't that be funny, Ed?
Yes, I'd love to walk down there.
Now, Sharon, what do you think? Don't you think that's a very clever idea?
Yeah, it is.
It really is. Very different, huh?
Mm-hmm.
To have a ceiling like that. I've seen floors that are very pretty. You walk across them. But to see a ceiling like that.
Right. It reminds me of the MRT station in Kaohsiung.
Yes, that's true. They have a lot, too.
Yeah.
That's right. Reminds you of that. I wonder if they had anything to do with that.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But anyway, this is a very interesting place. And it was a big challenge to figure out how to do this, because if you walk across the bridge, then you have to get down to go into entrance.
Right.
But they had it so you could go right into the building, so it's kind of like you're ending at the top of the building, and then you go down.
Yeah. Yeah, usually in situations like this, you would cross the bridge and then you'd probably go down.
Downstairs.
Yeah, downstairs to the ground level and then enter on the ground level into the building. But they decided to have the bridge connect straight to the building.
That was a good idea.
Yeah, and then you kind of enter on the second floor and then go down.
Or higher.
Yeah.
Because it says they have different levels and everything. And so it's at the top of the museum, and they have a graceful series of ramps. You can go down the side of the building. And at each landing, so they have several landings, there's this big pool of water, the reflecting pool that echoes the waterway below. So you can stop and sit around there. And I imagine that there's a lot of birds and seagulls come around there because it's near the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And you can stop on each level, and then you can go in the door. And then the bridge goes down. That would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
You have to try it out and let us know what it's like.
Yeah, definitely.
That's pretty interesting. So this is kind of a sculptural exterior of the building. Usually we think of sculpture as doing more or less the whole overall building, but the outside is the exterior part. And what does Callan say about it? He said what?
He's thrilled, and this building is a work of art.
It's a work of art, he says. But what's more important is what happens inside. Now, we can see some pictures here. One picture here on page 43, we can see exhibit of all of these different things that are made of glass. And you see that little thing next to it looks like the water pool. So you could walk around there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they have other things. What are the other things that they have that you could do there?
Well, you can visit the Museum of Glass Hot Shop, and this is in the amphitheater that we were
talking
about.
That's in the cone. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. And it provides seating for 145 guests, and they get to watch live glass blowing demonstrations.
That would be fun to see them out there actually blow glass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Probably they have certain times they listed when they do that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how they create all these different works of art using glass and other materials.
Michelle's going to check it out for us.
Yes, I will.
Make sure you send photos.
That's right, and we'll put it on our Facebook for advance. That's good. Well, this sounds like quite an unusual place, and what's nice about it is there's other things you can do. There's right across the street from the Museum of History and down there in Foss Waterway.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like you could spend quite a lot of time there.
Mm-hmm.
You can stop in the cafe and have lunch.
Yeah, you guys should come and I'll take
you. Will treat us for lunch?
Yes, of course.
Don't all come at the same time, right?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a really, really interesting place. And, you know, it's hard to realize how people can think of these ideas, but then they have to get people to pay for it. How much did it cost?
$63 million.
$63 million. Wow. And when was it built?
In 2001.
Good. So when you would go to a place like this, you would expect to enter on the ground floor.
Right.
But no, you go across the bridge, go inside, and you can go in different levels. And even on this little thing we have, this hot, what do you call that, cone, you can walk around the outside of that.
Right.
So it'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So somebody has a good imagination to do this, and I think you should check it out if you go in that area.
Right.
Though, don't
I
you?
Think this is amazing because it's a combination of art and architecture.
Right.
So it takes a lot of work and a lot of collaboration. Something like this, it can't just be beautiful. It needs to be functional as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's true.
So they need to design something that will withstand, you know, people walking on it every day. But they also wanted to create something that is aesthetically beautiful, that draws your eye to what they're trying to show you.
Well, that's true. You know, when I think of glass like this, we call it stained glass sometimes. And in Europe, a lot of the big churches and cathedrals have these stained glass windows
mm-hmm.
that are made like this. And they were made years and years ago. And when the sun shines through, there's pictures of Bible stories and things like that,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so we usually think about stained glass windows and things. We don't think of a ceiling like this. But here's the ceiling. So when you're walking, be careful you don't bump into people because you're looking up at the ceiling.
Right.
But it's a really nice place to take pictures, too. So mm-hmm. take your camera when you go there, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Well, I think it's really good to find out about places like this and what they're like and put them on your list of places you might go.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to travel, you might want to check out this group down there in California and go on the sailboat. If you go to Seattle or you go to Tacoma to this museum.
That's right.
And there's so many interesting things to do. So when you travel someplace, don't just go to a Chinese restaurant and eat food. You know, that's fun. But you've got to go and see the rest of the world when you're there, too.
That's right. Well, we had an article earlier in the month talking about tourism and different reasons you might travel. And, well, if you ever do make it up to the northwest of the United States, make sure you visit this museum. It sounds like a really exciting place. They have different artists there, and it says that the Museum of Glass provides residencies for both visiting and featured artists. So
that's
that means
true.
People, they invite artists to come there and actually create their art on the spot.
And if you want to go to see an exhibit of glass blowing, you could see how people do that.
Yeah.
That would be kind of fun.
I'd like to learn how to do that. That would be really interesting, I think.
Yeah. Right. I've seen some people blow glass before here in Taiwan, actually.
Yes, I think they do that all over the world, really. But to have a museum that you could see, that would be kind of fun.
That would be really fun.
Yeah, that would be fun. Well, there are lots of interesting things to do. But the main thing about this museum that it nurtures artists. And to nurture an artist means that it gives them a place they can develop their skills, right?
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially and, with this yeah. kind of art, with the glass, it you know, you need a lot of special equipment. And if you don't have the space or the equipment
right.
to do that, it can be hard to develop your skills.
So that would be encouraging if people are interested in that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But just to go around and see the difference of it and meet people there, I think that would be an exciting place to put on your trip when you go to that area sometime. So are there any other things that we need to remember on this bridge here? I think the main thing is that it crosses over the railroad tracks and the freeway, so you don't have to cross the street. Get on the beautiful glass bridge and walk across. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about this, Edith? Would you like to visit there sometime?
I would. I think it takes so much creativity to think about these things. And just the pictures make me want to go and visit right now.
Right. It does make you want to see that. And Sharon, you be sure and visit there when you go to Seattle, too.
Okay, right? Sure.
Good. Are there any special words that we need to remember today from our lesson here? We have 1 minute left here.
Well, we talked about marginalizing, and this is, again, not a word that we often use, but when we marginalize a group of people or we marginalize something, we make it seem very trivial or not important. So we
right.
don't want you to marginalize anything. Remember to make English learning and listening to advance one of your priorities. Don't marginalize it, right? 10 minutes every day.
Right, and be sure that you write us an email or a letter or something we can put on Facebook or in the magazine so we can hear from you and tell us the kind of stories you like. We have a new month, new magazine coming out for November. So this is the last day of October. Enjoy the beautiful fall wherever you are and share these things with your friends.
And as always, remember to check out our QR code at the top of the page. We have some really fun features for you and an introduction to this article. And if you ever travel to someplace interesting like this Museum of Glass, write to us and let us know about it. And maybe we can feature it in our magazine.
And don't forget to use m.studioclassroom.com.
That's right.
And look in advance because we have cute little short things that will help you know about the articles.
Yeah.
Little dramas and a quiz. They're kind of fun.
Yeah.
I hope you all look at that. Put it on your smartphone, right?
That's right. And you can, you know, study advanced with you wherever you go.
That's right. It's always good. And when you go back to Seattle and L.A. and you put that on your phone, you can see us there,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay, so thanks for being with us for this time, too.
Thank you.
Okay. So we'll say goodbye to everyone, and thanks for listening in today, and we hope to hear from you soon, and see you again in class every day.
That's right.
Goodbye.
Bye.